New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague and friend Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs about Reza Pahlavi, the Crown Prince of Iran, now 65 years old, living in the United States these last decades, showing interest of returning to Iran as a bridge or transition and toward a constitutional monarchy or otherwise. Gregory finds it not only comprehensible, but at the same time, we have reason to believe it's being encouraged from inside Iran. There are other voices, but right now Gregory explains what it might look like for the Crown Prince to come back following the flight or exit or fall or departure of the mullahs. Here's Gregory to explain. More of this later tonight.
Oh, it's very credible. In fact, it worked very well under the Shah. The Majlis had a huge degree of autonomy. The Shah was highly conscious of his responsibilities to the public and to, if you like, guiding the country rather than dictating anything that would construe, you know, an autocratic government. Whether Reza Pahlavi is ready for it is the question. The great advantage he has is that there is no viable alternative to him at this stage. We know that the U.S. Department of State, if it gets involved, will oppose anything that has monarchy in the name. They've opposed monarchies routinely. They were angry with Richard Nixon for his support of the Shah in the 70s and the like. But the reality is that the only name recognition we're getting in the Iranian streets today is Reza Pahlavi. He has, you know, basically very positive ideas for agriculture, the economy, and so on. And when he says constitutional monarchy, I think he means that in the British sense, that the crown would have a role to play in the government, as it does in Britain, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, and so on and so on. But the fact is that pulling it all together would be interesting. Reza is the only one who has the legitimacy right now for people to say, well, you have a position which you never relinquished in 1978-79 of Crown Prince. So you can come in now as Crown Prince or as interim or regent, and then guide us through a process where we transform that into back into a constitutional monarchy as we did under the Shah, or a new version of that, or something else entirely again.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.